Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. Today is a very special episode, and it's special because normally I am moving from home to work, but today the only thing moving are the hot takes coming out of the Ubisoft press conference. I'm here with John.
Hey, how's it going?
And James.
Hello.
And we are here to talk about Uplay Plus, a new subscription service for PC and Google Stadia, coming soon. That is for Ubisoft games, more or less, right? I mean, John, what were the details on that one?
It's how much was, they gave us a price, $14.99 a month, and you could play on any PC, and you could also play on Google Stadia, which means you could play it anywhere.
Pretty much. It's $14.99. They said over 100 games, including new releases.
And all the DLC. That's the key.
I think that is a big piece, that it includes all of the premium content in the DLC in the subscriptions. I mean, $14.99 a month comes out to like $180 a year, which is three full-price games or two $100 editions of two games. And they do put out a lot of video games.
Yeah. They also do a lot of DLC.
So they also most of their games are games of service. So
last November's when Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out, and like they're still not done.
They are not. No, you're right. I have a feeling that the value is there, especially if you play.
The problem is it's PC or Google Stadia, so you have to buy the game there to play it, or not buy the game, but like buy the service there. Rather than console. That's the annoying thing to me.
I mean, we don't know that they're going to eventually expand there. It is a beta.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is, I mean, it's cool. I think it's interesting. I particularly like that it includes the premium editions of the various games.
Yeah, me too. That's what makes it worth it to me.
Well, my issue is the price, man. I got to say, like, if Microsoft is capable of putting out a subscription service and giving away all their games for $10 a month, what does Ubisoft, where do they get off charging an extra $5 a month?
Not only that, Microsoft has games that are not Microsoft proprietary games that are in the Xbox game.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So, like, there's more out there, so I don't know. You know, they're also a different kind of company, so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they did the math. They know the numbers, and they can also change the price whenever they want. But I found it really interesting. Now, I mean, with that said, just doing some of the math, right? Let's say you play one of the, in the watch party, Miranda said, well, I already have all the games that they play, or that they are, I already have all the games that are in that subscription, so why would I need it?
Yeah.
I think the answer is so that you would never need to buy them again. This is like kind of future-proofing for yourself. Now, you could wait and pay your $15 that when a game comes out that you want to play. Well, let's just do the math. Let's say you love you some Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
But you would dabble in some of these other games of service if they were free. So you pay your $15 a month, and you essentially get the deluxe edition of Assassin's Creed, and the promise of all the DLC. That's $100, and you figure within, you know, over the course of a year, you're probably going to get a couple pieces of DLC there. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it gives you any virtual currency. We'll have to, maybe not, but it'd be interesting if it did.
Yeah, that's something to look into, yep.
Because a bunch of those games have virtual currency inside them. I wonder if that would...
Assassin's Creed has, like...
Yeah, I would wonder... Credits. Yeah, I wonder if that... Probably not, but... And then that's $100, probably like $120.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, would you spend money on any of those other games? Like, how about this for a Ubisoft game? Ubisoft has Uno.
Yeah.
That's like $15 or whatever online. I can't imagine. I mean, why wouldn't you buy that and just play a little bit of Uno online? And it's coming to Stadia, which means eventually you'll be able to play Uno on your phone, like Ubisoft Uno everywhere. By the way, Uno, Ubisoft.
No.
I think it's neat. obviously everybody, James had to, he got a phone call, so he had to take off real fast. But, so, yeah, that's Uplay Plus. Obviously, we're going to find more details. I'm going to write up a guide for parents because there's a lot. There's some, you know, it's a subscription service, and we got to make sure we get that taken care of. I'd like to hear from you, listener. Are you playing Uplay? Are you buying Uplay Plus? Is that something that interests you at all?
Is Uplay Plus know. For you?
Anyway, you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. And until next time, don't forget.
Get your family game on.
Bye now.